This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 205 is brought to you by Jay Hurd, Morgan Palmetto, and Emmy, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, For the Whim, Tiger Yuri, and Tab. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be covering all the latest announcements from the Animal Crossing New Horizons Direct, and it should be a very long episode. So to begin, hello, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm doing super nice. I just woke up so excited still today about everything. I'm great.
And hi, Sergio. How are you?
Hi, Chewy. Hi, Nina. Hello, everybody. I'm doing pretty good. I'm with Nina. Like, sometimes you just remember everything that happened in the Direct, and it takes a while because there was so much.
I know. I mean, there wasn't that much, right? It was just Brewster.
Yeah.
I think that was the funniest thing to think back on, as everybody was, like, you know, recovering from what we saw. It was just like, I can't believe we thought in our minds that it could have just been Brewster. Yeah. Because it gave us so many things. So before we do a big recap of everything, I just want to start with both of your direct reactions. I know I streamed mine here on Twitch, and I didn't get to really see how you both reacted to it. This is like the first time we're speaking since it, and I'm surprised because I've been, I don't know, been all over the place this past week. Anyways, what were your reactions to the New Horizons Direct? Sergio, do you want to kick us off here?
Yeah, sure. And I could not stop grinning like a goon, and like my mouth was wide open. And you know what? Why? Because I just couldn't believe they kept announcing more and more and more things. And then just more, like, come on. Like, I was not expecting all of that. It was so much. I think they went above and beyond what anybody could have expected. So yeah, I just couldn't stop grinning.
I know. I was just happy through the entire thing. Yes. And I know my reactions, I try to, you know, be as honest as I am during those things. Like, I don't go, like, overboard with it. I just go, like, hey, that's some cool stuff. I did get some comments on YouTube where people were like, oh, so calm, I'm surprised. And I'm like, this is just how I react to things, I guess. Nina, how did yours go?
It was really great. I managed to stay spoiler-free, though I did have two people text me and be like, I'm not spoiling it, but there's so much more than you think there's gonna be. And then I just, like, turned off everything. And we watched it. Me and my friend at school watched it, and we actually took a reaction video, but it's just me, like, pointing and yelling at the screen the whole time. Oh my gosh, so exciting.
I love that. I want to see it. At least, like, send me a clip of it. Just a small little clip. Doesn't have to be the whole thing. Just like you sent me part of your story that you wrote.
There you go.
Which I haven't even read yet. I need to start doing that.
Please don't.
So I did want to ask both of you, what was your favorite thing from the Direct? I know for mine, I, of course, was all about that Happy Home Paradise paid DLC, but also that they're expanding the Nook Mile redemptions. You know, I think that's a system that I feel has needed to get a little bit of a boost since the beginning of the game. And we're getting a bunch of new upgrades that not only, like, improve our abilities, but also new items that we can order. So between Happy Home Paradise and that, I was just like, this is exactly the type of thing I needed, you know?
Right.
Yeah. What did you think, Sergio?
I'm with you on Happy Home Paradise. I think that was one of the wildest dreams anybody could have had, like you. I know that was one of your dreams, Chewie, and it actually came true. So that has to be one of my favorite things. And the other one is, it's a little bit strange. I like the fact that they said this is the last free major update that the game is getting. But the reason I like that is because I can say, okay, this is going to be my island. I don't have to worry about, oh, what if they allow 12 villagers? Why if they allow us to move the cafe somewhere else outside? Now we know this is it, and I can, quote unquote, finalize my island, basically.
Sergio, yeah, for sure.
Your answer is not the KK songs?
No, that was nice, but...
Okay. It's just the cherry on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your answer, Dina?
I kind of have a strange answer too. I'm like so excited about the Nook Miles items that we're just gonna be able to make our islands kind of feel more lush and full, and that plus like the vegetables and possibly the fruit we're gonna get to plant.
Yes.
It's just more stuff that can go outside. I'm so excited.
For sure. It's just like, expanding anything in a designing game like that, it's so nice to have that type of thing addressed, because I do feel like some of this stuff has gotten a little bit stale, where it's like you walk into Nook's Cranny and you're like, I've seen all this stuff already.
Yeah.
And now to have a lot more to go through, it's going to be great. So I did want to ask you one last thing before we get into actually recapping this thing. Did your wishes come true during this direct? I can say for myself, 100%, because my biggest wish was a happy home designer style upgrade. And oh my goodness, they went above and beyond with it. I am so happy that we're getting a huge upgrade that's happy home designer related.
Yes.
It's a game within a game, basically. Oh,
it really is.
So that was my wish last episode. What was yours, Sergio?
So I just wanted something KK related, and he's not moving from the plaza, which I guess it's fine, but he's getting 12 new songs, which I did not expect. I would have never guessed that at all. So yeah, that was pretty awesome. And this direct definitely blew my expectations away. Honestly, if you think about it, it's easier to say what did this direct not have. It's easier. It didn't have like the multiplayer minigames, and it didn't have something like the Happy Home Showcase that New Leaf had. Everything else is pretty much here.
For sure. And I think I yelled your name during the stream when I saw the KK stuff. I was just like, Sergio! It was great. I think a lot of people thought of you when that happened. Nina, did your dreams come true?
Halfway they came true. My dream from last episode was in two parts: gyroids, which we got, and I'm so excited about how they've changed a little bit. And then I also said I wanted a museum room for the gyroids, which there still is a blank wall on the other side. So it could be part of the update that they just didn't tell us about.
I mean, it just feels like it's going to be strange, right? I know you're one who likes symmetry.
I do.
And to not see a door on that right side, it might feel like, what are you doing, Nintendo? Yeah. You're killing me here. Who would not? Who's that one director who loves symmetry? Their name escapes me right now, but they did like Moonrise Kingdom.
Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson is livid at the moment.
Me and Wes.
Fix it, Nintendo. I would just love to see a town built by Wes Anderson.
Oh, wow.
All right. I think that covers all of the beginning stuff. Let's go ahead and start recapping this thing. I'm going to start by just like going point by point what was updated, and then we'll go point by point and go in depth into them. So really, there wasn't too much in this update. There's a free part, a paid part, and all of that included just Brewster, Cap'n, Harv's Island expansion, group stretching, ordinances, home remodel upgrades, Nook Mile redemptions, cooking, pro decorating, pro construction, new fence recipes and customization, a pro camera app, custom design patterns, hairs and reactions, Island Life 101 app, a storage shed, plus the ABD, 12 new KK Slider songs, music boxes, gyroids, new items at Nook's Cranny, a ladder setup kit, squeezing through tight spaces, and hanging out with residents. And, you know, not too much in the free things, just a list of about 100 things, yeah. Right? And then from here, we got some paid DLC for Happy Home Paradise, which includes working as a resort developer, where you get to design villagers' homes, redesign their homes if you want, make homes for roommates, and build up some town facilities. You also get some exclusive design tricks here, like room dimensions, curtains, lighting, soundscapes, partition walls, counters, columns, polishing. Oh, that one, I'm actually out of breath now. There's an exclusive currency in this one where you can buy exclusive items that are going to be on this space. There's going to be online features where you can share designs and visit designs. And then from here, you can also invite your residents so you can design homes for them, with the promise that eventually you'll be able to bring some of these powers back to your island and eventually redesign your villagers' homes. So that should be cool. And then finally, they actually ended with something not completely Happy Home Paradise related, but they did announce the 48 amiibo cards. There are going to be 24 new and returning special characters, and then 24 new and returning villagers. Okay, that is everything that we're getting from this. It's honestly, the list goes on. I took notes extensively, and then Nina took more notes extensively, and there's so much to go into, so let's just start breaking it down one by one here. Brewster. Sergio, what did you think of the Brewster stuff they added?
It's pretty nice. In one of the things that I wanted to see, and it's basically confirmed, is that you can invite the special characters. I was not expecting that to happen through Amiibo, but it makes sense and it's very nice. And the cool thing is that it's pretty much a guarantee that we're going to see their backstories. They're going to be sort of out of their character, you know, out of their comfort zone. We're going to see them in a different environment, basically. We're going to see a different side of our favorite special characters. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be, I definitely didn't expect to have like the amiibo function as part of it. I was very happy when we saw Isabel first walk you know, that was like, yes, this is exactly the thing I wanted. They listened to our hashtag Free Isabel movement, which I think me and like three people were part of. They're all sitting in this room here with me. But yeah, Nina, what did you think of the Brewster stuff?
Oh my gosh. His little cafe is so cute. And I loved that you got like a peek into his back kitchen and there were little gyroids on the counter back there. Sweet. I just loved the whole vibe of his cafe. Like, except for the amiibo phone, which is like weirdly bright yellow cartoony looking. Yeah. Everything else is like perfect.
Mm-hmm. The amiibo phones always have that weird, funky, out of place look to them.
Yeah.
That's one thing I remember also from New Leaf. The amiibo phone, well, Happy Home Designer had an amiibo phone. It looked strange, but New Leaf specifically had like the Meow coupon dispenser machine.
Yeah.
It didn't fit. Mm-mm. It did not fit the vibe at all. So yeah, surprisingly, Brewster was over so quickly before they just started throwing things at us left and right. I couldn't keep up. So funny enough, it feels like Brewster wasn't as big as we thought it would be from here, because right away we're hit with Cap'n.
Yes.
Cap'n is back at the dock. He's taking us to these Nook Mile Islands. I guess they're Nook Mile Islands because you do pay 1,000 Nook Miles to go. That's right. One thing I noticed while we were looking at it. But we're going, and it seems like more resource-driven compared to like using a Nook Mile ticket and going to a mystery island, you know? Mm-hmm. These seem like they're specifically intended to be able to get like out-of-season materials for crafting recipes. And I know the first thing I'm gonna do here is try to find mushroom islands in particular. Like, mushrooms only grow in November, so we're getting real close to mushroom season, and those DIY recipes are some of my favorites, and I need to just hoard as many mushrooms as possible to have plenty of mushroom things to decorate with later. What did you think of this, Nina?
I'm excited about new islands, but I'm having trouble, like, kind of figuring out why they separated these islands from the dodos. Like, I understand that it's different times of day and you can collect different seasonal, you know, things, items that you may not be able to otherwise. But, gosh, and the vines and the mushrooms are amazing. But yes. I don't know. Like,
the vines.
Yes. They look so cool. But I like this also feels like it could have been part of the dodos. It's just a strange, like, disconnect for me. I think once we play it, it'll make more sense. But right now, it's not connecting.
Yeah. Especially, like, I would think an airplane could get to, like, a different time zone island faster than Cap'n's boat. Yeah. But, like, Cap'n's a Kappa. Maybe this has to do with all of his magical powers that we don't know about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what were you feeling here, Sergio?
Oh, I'm with you. And when they showed Cap'n, I thought, oh, wow, this is, we're in for a wild ride. it's very exciting. I do like the variety in the islands that we're getting, the vines, the little things that are going to make them different from the ones we're used to. I hope they have a long-lasting effect. At some point, we kind of got used to the ones we were able to go through with Doro Airlines. But it's nice to get something new for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Same. It seems like a weird little disconnect, but I'm happy about it. Cap'n looks great, honestly, and I'm sure they fixed up his dialogue a little bit so he's not quite so creepy as he was in previous games.
Yeah, I really hope he's not. That was so off-putting. I didn't like him at all in New Leaf.
Yeah, it seems like from the little clip that we got, it does seem like he's more focused on that sailor's life, the adventure that he goes on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So from here, oh man, we're going to be talking about this one for a while. Harv's Island is getting an expansion. We are no longer going to avoid that at all costs. There's finally a reason to go. And basically, all of the people are setting up a little trailer there, like Kix and Sahara and Red and a lot of people who are like in this rotation of weekly visitors. But then on top of that, we've got a ton of new characters joining that as well. We have Harriet, whose love story coming to a close here.
Right,
Harriet is finally hanging out with them, with Harv, at least. But Harriet's coming, Tortimer, Reese and Cyrus. Reese and Cyrus is going to be huge. We're going to finally be able to customize all of those items that we couldn't customize before. Oh, goodness. It's a lot. It's truly so much. Sergio, what did you think of Harv's Island?
Oh, I thought it was awesome. You know, when the camera goes in and you see that it's open and you're just thinking, oh, what are they going to do? And you see all the things they're doing. There's so many things. Like, we don't know what all the special characters are going to do. But it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And there are some, I mean, they gave a little bit of a mystery to it, but also like a little bit of a description. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know what we're going to find there, but it should be awesome. What did you think, Nina?
I'm really hoping that Red has more art, like not more art, but the art that he doesn't normally have. Like, because I'm so wanting to finish my art part of my museum. So I just need him. If these guys are going to be on Harv's Island looking so adorable with their little trailers and being like super specified, I hope there's a reason that they're there and that it kind of changes things up a little bit. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I'm really, I don't know. I want to go here and do all of the things, basically. It feels like the new Main Street, you know, the Main Street from New Leaf. It feels like it's going to be that. My biggest question about it is basically, like, are these visitors out of the rotation once they set up a shop here.
Yeah.
How often are there, I guess, services going to be accessible? Like Harriet in the past had that once a day limit. Is that limit going to exist? Even Red, when Red was in the city, in City Folk, he only had like a few items every week. Like it was a weekly rotation. And so are we just going to see a couple paintings for the week this time around instead of four every couple weeks that he visits? I guess it's the same amount, right? But yeah, I have a lot of questions about how these rotations are going to work. And who is going to visit us on our island? I mean, CJ and Flick for sure are going to pop up here, but like, what else? What else?
Well, and I don't want Red's boat to disappear. I don't want Leaf to not show up in the plaza anymore.
Right.
So, like, maybe they just disappear from Harv's island if they're at your island. I don't know.
And I kind of hope that's the case because I didn't get a clear look at this, but I did kind of try to count out how many spaces were there and how many characters showed up. Mm. And from the layout that we saw, I couldn't put together where Katrina showed up, for example. Mm. So I do have the sense that one of them might rotate out and Katrina might come in one time while the others are like on the island visiting. Like maybe we still get Red's boat one time and Katrina's filling that space, you know?
Right.
It was very unclear to me, but I don't think I'd mind that. I think that'd be pretty cute, actually. Mm-hmm. Especially because they kept the little campers. The new campers look adorable.
They are cute. Little trailer type things.
Yeah. I want to see them get their little trucks, hitch them up, and I guess take them to a boat where they can.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. How do they get there? How are they getting to Harv's Island? It's called Harv's Island. We know for a fact it's not the mainland.
Yeah.
Maybe he has a bridge.
Yeah. Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah. A little ferry.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's not get too caught up on the specifics. There's a lot to cover. The next thing is group stretching. So group stretching is honestly a big surprise to me. Mm-hmm. I did not expect them to bring back basically the morning aerobics from Animal Crossing on the GameCube, the first game, population growing. I love it. I love that it uses motion controls. I'm already feeling like first thing in the morning, we need to wake up, do a little group stretching morning stream, and hang out for a little while.
Nice.
Yeah, what did you think of this, Nina?
I'm still wondering. Like, this is just turning into questions that I have about the Direct. But
for sure,
that little box that it had where it said, like, this is like the little aerobics box, that can't be in the plaza always because the plaza gets decorations put in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when does this little box show up? How often can you do aerobics? I'm so excited. You guys know I didn't get to play the first Animal Crossing game very much, so I haven't gotten to experience aerobics, and I'm so excited. But I want to know how it works. I want to know how all of this works. I'm so ready.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I had that same question too, especially because in the past, that was something that, say, only happened during the summers in the game. Mm. I think it was only summers that showed up.
Yes.
So I'm like, are there going to be other activities for other seasons? Is this, what's going to happen with this box? Is it only there till like noon and then goes away?
Yeah.
Is it only like a morning thing? I don't know. There's so many questions that came out of this direct.
And why was Isabel in adorable workout clothes, but Brewster was still in his apron? I think Brewster needs some workout clothes.
Right? I think Brewster and Orville or Wilbur, one of them was there.
Yeah.
They were just like in their regular old outfit. But I mean, it's because Isabel's got style, right?
She is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
What did you think of this, Sergio?
Oh, I loved it. You know, immediately, for those that know, it was like a very nice throwback to the very first Animal Crossing. That was very nice and welcoming. I also really like the fact that they have motion controls. It's just going to make them more fun. And even if it's not all the time or if it's a limited amount of time or season that we can do these, it's going to be cool because we're going to get to talk to the villagers and see what they say about the aerobics. Maybe not all of them like them.
True. Yeah, I'd love to see their personalities play out a little bit more with this, right? Yeah.
Well, did you guys notice Bon Bon, who was like so behind everyone else when they were doing their aerobics, is the cutest.
It's so cute. Bon Bon is one of my favorites. I'm going to invite her back to my island. She's so great. So from here, we got the announcement that ordinances are making a return again. Wow. Thus far, it looks like we're getting the same ones that we had in New Leaf, which were the Beautiful Town, Early Bird, Night Owl, and the Bell Boom, like huge economy one, right?
Yes.
I personally don't know how much of an effect the Beautiful or Bell Boom ones have. I feel like it's so easy to get bells with, like, turnip prices the way they are and how easy it is to go visit and sell, you know?
Right.
Beautiful Town, I wish we had the opposite, where our flowers could die instead of not, you know? But I think the real big benefits here are for players who are on a different schedule. The Early Bird and the Night Owl ones are really nice because they allow players who can't play in real time to play in real time. They can change their game so that the shops are open earlier or the shops are open later, but basically like fit around their lives a lot more. And this, I feel, should have been in from the beginning. And I'm kind of surprised they didn't add it till now, you know? Yeah, I think, Nina, you had made a comment to me before we spoke about how you, for the first time, kind of said, why wasn't this in from the beginning? Was this one of those things, or how did you feel about it?
Hi, yeah, like, I'm not someone who has been really upset with content coming later and content being the same that we've seen in other games, but all of a sudden, halfway through this direct, the ordinances were one thing that was like, why wasn't this? This seems easy. Why wasn't this in the game? And then the adding of the villagers, which we'll get to later. That was another one. I was like, that's fun, but why couldn't they have been with Raymond and Audie and everyone? It's strange. But I'm not. I don't want to complain. I'm so excited.
I mean, yeah, there's so much good stuff from this that it's like, we're going to complain for 2 seconds and then be like, this is great, this is great. Sergio, are you happy that ordinances are returning?
Yes, yes, I'm with you. It definitely should have been there from the beginning, but I'm excited because I think I'm going to go with the Early Bird. I prefer to get pretty much everything done in the game early on before work, so this is going to be nice. Are you guys thinking of maybe choosing one of these?
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, I guess for me, you all know my schedule. I'm at home all day, so I can turn the game on and play for sure. I think had it been a more, I guess, had it been the old world, right? The old world where we're still going outside, going to work like normal and everything. I think the Night Owl would have been the one I went with, but Early Bird would have its appeal as well, just to be like, oh cool, I can check the shop before I go to work. That sounds great, you know. So they both have an appeal to me, but I think Night Owl would fit me a lot more.
I think definitely in the summertime I'll do Night Owl, but like you said, I kind of want, I hope that we can change up Beautiful Ordinance a little bit so that it can be like, please stop reproducing flowers. Like, I like it how it is.
I know.
You know, maybe it can, like, freeze everything. That would be really nice.
No more flowers. They're killing us here. So after ordinances, they actually showed us a few of the home remodeling upgrades. And this is new house shapes and that we can expand our storage an additional 3 times and eventually max it out at 5,000 items. Oh, my goodness. We need that. We've needed it. I have been at max storage for like months now.
Oh, wow.
And I've had to offload items to my extra characters just to benefit from their storage. And now I'm just like, great. And I have to go to those characters and get all my stuff back. So it's all in one place, you know? It's going to be a project, but I'm excited to do it. And then the house shapes.
Yes.
Yes, it's gonna be so good. Sergio, are you gonna change your house at all with this?
Yes, it looks like there's gonna be some like more woody looking ones, which I'm very excited about. And the storage is very nice. I haven't reached maximum capacity yet, but it's because I've been very careful because I don't want to get there. But now I don't have to be careful.
No.
I can store a lot of just natural supplies that I haven't been like being very careful, very frugal about. But now, yeah, I'm just gonna store everything.
For sure. I have not been careful and I've paid the price for it. So a little bit jealous, but also, yeah, I'm really glad you can let loose a little bit. And yeah, you pointed out something really good that the exteriors are expanding a little bit. We do have that log cabin thing. We have that, I guess, kind of stucco outside building. I don't know how to describe it properly, but it is nice that we're getting new exteriors that we didn't have before too.
Yes.
Nina, I think this was something you were looking for as well, right?
It was something I was looking forward to. Unpopular opinion. I don't really like any of them. I'm not sure I'm going to change my house. They're all just a little too chunky or not detailed enough. They look a little like Play-Doh for some reason. I don't know. I'm going to have to play around with them a lot to see if I'm going to end up changing my house or not. I kind of wish we had more options.
Yeah, I get that for sure too. I mean, I'm excited about it, but if I think back to New Leaf, I stayed with the base option, you know, the little cottage. But I don't know. I think for a lot of people, this is going to be really cool, especially when you have a certain theme going on with your island that you want to achieve. This is going to be a big thing for so many. So the next thing we have here is Nook Mile Redemptions. I talked about this a little bit earlier, but we're getting a ton of new items to redeem at the Nook Mile, or the Nook Stop, rather. I have 600,000 Nook Miles right now. I need something to spend them on desperately. So this is definitely something I'm into. Sergio, what did you think of these?
Yeah, these are nice. You know, every time we get items like these, and you know, they're pretty big and they're pretty substantial. So you always think this is gonna be perfect for somebody's island. And that's always very nice because you know there's somebody that will greatly benefit from these items. So it's very nice that islands are just gonna keep getting better and better.
Oh, for sure. People have already done so many amazing things. Now, with a fresh set of items, we're going to see so many more things. I'm so impressed with what they've added. Nina, what did you think here?
I'm so excited for a lot of these, and I wrote them down. You want me to go through what we saw?
Sure. Yeah. I think I wrote them down too, as
See if
far
we
as
got them
what
all.
was there. I got curved streetlight, triangular topiary. Was the crosswalk signal new or was that one
Oh, I
existing?
missed that one. Crosswalk signal. That's new.
The flower bed, a plastic bench, a plaza arch, plaza clock, volleyball net, windmill, park fountain, pergola, plaza balloon wagon, Asumaya gazebo. Gazebo, just regular one without that. Inflatable plaza toy, plaza game stand, plaza teacup ride, plaza train, plaza Ferris wheel, plaza merry-go-round. And that was basically all that I saw scrolling through the list.
So I can add the volleyball net, the plaza arch, the pergola. Did you say that one? And the
Yeah,
park
I did say the
fountain. Okay.
pergola.
I'm so excited. These, and like some of these again are, our public's work projects that are being added back in, like the pergola, I think is the one that had the purple flowers that hung down from it. Do you guys remember that one?
I think it was like the trellis something in that in New Leaf.
I mean, I'm so excited. There is like a whole bunch of stuff that looks like it could be used for a circus or something, and I can't really put that into mine, but I have people are gonna go ham. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And I did want to point out too, like a lot of the stuff that we can redeem are basically upgrades for our characters. Like there's this Island Life 101 app that we'll get into a little bit later. The Be a Chef DIY recipes, Pro Camera app, the Custom Design Patterns Plus, Pro Decorating License, Custom Fencing in a Flash, New Reactions Notebook, Pro Construction License, and Top 4 Fab Hairstyles.
Yes.
So a lot of like the new features that they went over after this little portion, they go more in depth with them, but it's really like, I'm glad that they went the route of giving us them through the redemption system.
Yes.
'Cause I've just felt like we need more to redeem,
yeah.
especially like with players who are just starting out, they're going to be like overloaded with all of the stuff that they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's honestly a good feeling for me at
least.
Yeah. I guess, did we go through both you and Sergio already on this topic, Sergio?
Yes.
Okay. The next thing, cooking. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow.
It's been a long time coming. We got the pumpkins last year. Now we're getting a whole new set of crops, a bunch of them that were listed in there. And then at the end of that, they were just like, and more.
And
I'm like,
more.
What? What more is there going to be? My biggest hope for this is honestly seasonal crops.
Mm.
I want there to be crops that we can only grow or collect during a certain season, you know?
Right.
Okay.
I think that'll tie this together really well. I think it'll really encourage people to play more throughout the year. That way they can get to those different seasons. And I think the real-time aspect of Animal Crossing is really special to me, and I want people to be able to enjoy that. And seasonal crops would be a good way to implement that feeling, you know?
Yes.
That would be
Yes. Yeah, So, Sergio, are you going to be cooking up some meals in this game?
Yeah, pretty exciting. And you know what else? It's a big change in a way, the fact that, yeah, we need the crops somewhere, and that's going to change a lot of islands. A lot of us are going to be like, well, I need like a farm area. Where do I put it? And that's kind of exciting because for a while, we really haven't had a need to do that. I guess for the pumpkins, we did, but now we need way even more room than that.
I know. Just you have to do so much work to work a lot of these things into your island.
Yeah.
And I think that's honestly the push people needed to really explore some of these design features in New Horizons, because a lot of people have felt like, oh, my town is done. I don't want to do anything else with it. But like, once you see all that you can do, it's going to be like, okay, I do want to move stuff around. I can fit this incline where I couldn't put it before, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Nina, what did you think of cooking?
Oh, I'm so excited too. I can't decide yet if I'm going to do a whole farm like they showed in the preview, or if I'm going to have like certain villagers be growing certain, you know, crops in their backyards or something. But what we didn't see was any fruit. So I wonder if we're going to get like, I don't know, like strawberries or blueberries or something fun like that.
Yeah, I really wonder. Little shout out to Kato, but I just watched her video and she pointed out that the Happy Home Paradise portion had a lot of palm trees without coconuts on them. So she's kind of wondering if they were edited out and if we're going to see other fruit appear as an option here.
Mm.
We'll talk about it a little bit later, but we've seen cacti appear in the Happy Home Paradise stuff. That's a new thing. And then I saw one image of, I think it's called a baobab tree. Is that what it is? Like one of those African trees with the really large trunk and then little leaves at the top.
Yes.
I saw one image of that and I was just like, what? How? So new trees, I'm going to geek out over that. You all know me. So let's move on a little bit. There is a pro decorating license that we can get, and this allows us to use ceiling items and accent walls. So basically you can use a wallpaper to make one wall a certain look. How did I never think about this? I think I may have thought about it a long time ago, but it's fresh idea to me. I'm just like blown away that we're going to be able to do this. The question I have here though, will we have to buy this pro decorating license in order to start seeing ceiling items appear at Nook's Cranny?
Maybe.
Oh.
I imagine I have no idea. I just have no idea. Maybe one person on the island has to have bought it or redeemed it just so they could get ceiling items unlocked. And then from there, to actually like buy and use them, you'd need the pro decorating license. Right. So,
yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea how they're handling that. But how do you feel about that, Nina? How do you feel about the ceiling items and accent walls?
I think this is going to make like Sahara's wallpapers be so much more interesting. Like, especially the ones that are like the city views, just to do that as an accent wall is gonna really make those feel more realistic, I think. I'm really excited for some of Sahara's items that I really have never used before all of a sudden are back in the game.
Yeah, for sure. That's like a whole nother realm of things that we'll be able to do, especially with some of those magical moving walls.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sergio, how do you feel about this stuff?
Oh, I love it. I love especially the ceiling items. I know definitely that's one of your big wishes too, and we're getting it.
I know.
And the accent walls is a pretty unique twist in the formula. I think, like Nina said, we can use some of the more unique wallpapers to make something very, very nice and very special.
Yeah, the depth in rooms is really going to increase after this.
Yeah.
The next thing we got was the Pro Construction License, and this is actually the license that's going to increase our incline and bridge limit from 8 to 10 each. Mm. Huge. This is amazing. I think between the ladders that they're introducing and the new incline stuff, like all of a sudden everything is, all the cliffs can be worked with so much better.
Yeah.
You know? And honestly, I have all these inclines that are like very utility driven, and now I'm just like, finally, I can use an incline just to make it look nice.
Yeah,
you know, have a space look nice. It's amazing. What did you think, Sergio?
Oh, I thought that was very nice, and just having like the option to put two more bridges, which, I mean, maybe we don't need that many, but it's nice to have them, you know. And same with the inclines for sure.
Mm-hmm. Just for style, there's so many things that you can make do just to make them look good. I was wondering with you specifically, Sergio, I know you literally flattened your island, like everything is on one level except for one little portion.
Yes.
Did this make you feel like making some more mountains on your island?
You know what? Yes. Not just this, but this is definitely very nice. But I noticed that I don't really have the second tier fish, because I don't really have a second tier river. So I was actually thinking about this. So now with more inclines, yes, I'm definitely going to do that.
I love it. Yeah. I can't wait to... Your island has already been like so professionally designed from like week one of the game. I'm excited to see what you do with it now.
Yeah.
Nina, how are you feeling about this increase?
I mean, I'm kind of feeling the opposite. I don't know if we needed an increase because I'm going to be using the ladders and the vines so much.
Yes.
Like, specifically for my pirate area, like, it doesn't need inclines. I don't want people going up into my hideout. So I'm probably just going to do vines or ladders. So, like, I need less, inclines and bridges. But I am excited that, you know, that's, I feel like I've said I'm excited about every single point. But it's good. I also totally thought that we could only have 8 inclines and bridges total for some reason.
Oh, yeah,
so
no, it's each.
When it said each, I was like, 10 each? That blew my mind. And I was like, no, wait, I've been wrong all along. But it's good.
Yeah, I think I saw that comment. Like, some people thought it was, like, total together. And, yeah, it's been 8 each for a while. But you're totally right. With like the ladders and vines, our landscapes are going to be changed dramatically.
Yeah.
The things that we'll be able to pull off, like secret entrances to stuff, it's going to be beautiful. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing from here, oh my goodness, so many of us have been asking for this one. New fence recipes and fence customization. About time. I saw they strategically didn't show us the mossy fence. I hope there's a mossy setting on one of them. But yeah, fence customization, truly wonderful. I'm really glad we're going to be able to change not only like the fences that we have had, but also like the new fences that we're getting, because there's a huge amount of new ones as well. Nina, what did you think of this one?
Well, you want me to list them really quick?
Go for it. Tell us the new fence types.
Okay, we got a park fence, cinder block, which they called the block fence, but I'm calling it a cinder block fence because that just makes more sense in my brain. The tall lattice fence, the log wall, the corrugated iron, bamboo slats, green bamboo, which are like X's, the log fencing, which is the fencing we saw on Harv's Island that you've been wanting since the beginning, and the frozen fence. Exciting.
From the movie Frozen. Disney's Frozen.
Little Olaf on top.
Yeah. Amazing. Plus, there's so many new ones.
I wonder if all of them are going to be able to be customized.
I'm sure there are. It'll just be strange with, like, you know, some of them having more or less swatches that we can flip through.
Look, all I want is the stone fencing to be mossy, and I'll be so happy.
I wanted mossy setting for every single fence, regardless of what it was. But I mean, I'll settle for the stone one. That'll be nice. Sergio, what do you think of the fences?
I loved it. And I like how Nintendo kind of did it on purpose. You know, they focused so much time on the new ones and they kind of left the customization for the very end. And then we're like, yes, finally. I'm pretty sure they did that on purpose.
Oh, for sure. They know how to, you know, drag us along, make fun of us on the way.
Like how they snuck in that froggy chair.
I know. It was just like, I didn't even notice it for the while until like my second viewing or something.
Oh, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. So the next one is the Pro Camera app. I really am excited to play with this one a little bit. I think the camera has been great, but I always run into things where I'm like, I want to be able to do something that I can't with this. And it's bugging me a little bit. So yeah, this one, I'm really interested in like what kinds of angles we'll be able to get. I've really lately have been hoping that we could get like a really slow overhead scroll of our island. Ooh. And so that's one thing that I'd like to pull off. We'll see what's possible with this camera. But the first person and like a tripod mode, I literally just played Toem, the new little indie game that came out that's a photo adventure, and it has like a first-person camera mode that you go into. It has a selfie mode, and then it also has like a tripod mode, and I was just like, I wish they'd add this to Animal Crossing. And then lo and behold, here it is.
I wonder if that's one of the things that they've added but they haven't told us, because selfies would be the cutest.
Yes.
I know. Did you both have anything to say about the Pro Camera?
I really mean, like how the villagers sort of react to them, and they're like, oh, I gotta look nice for the camera.
That was a very nice touch. Yeah, they all kind of perked up and were surprised and were like, oh, I better you know, clean myself up a little bit. Do my makeup.
I'm just excited to like stroll through and see my whole island first person. And then it'll be the best.
Oh, man. I was really scared that in this moment, they would announce that there was a VR mode for Animal Crossing if you had the Labo VR. Yeah. Because I was like, oh, no, I never bought one. And now I'm never. Luckily, my brother did buy it. And I was like, I'm going to have to beg him to like let me borrow it and play this game in VR. So next time, I'm just going to be ready. I'm going to be ready for a VR Animal Crossing. That's the only way up. You know?
Oh, man. Yeah.
So from here, we got a look at the Custom Design Patterns Plus, and this actually takes the designs that Sable gives you when you become her friend. They were previously only accessible if you were customizing a piece of furniture, but now we're going to be able to access them and use them as wallpaper, as flooring, as little tiles, as clothing. Yes. We're really going to get them and use them as like as if they were a normal pattern in our app. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So this one's exciting. There are a lot of really cute patterns here that I think would have made adorable shirts. So I'm going to be wearing a lot of them as t-shirts, I think. what did you think here, Sergio?
I thought it was nice. I thought it was something that I had I hadn't thought that they could possibly do. And I guess maybe people thought, oh, if I really like one of them, I can just make it on my own for like a t-shirt or something. But now we just get them all at once and for a lot of different things. So it was a very nice addition.
Yeah, definitely. What did you think, Nina?
This is another one where I'm like, why wasn't that in it since the beginning? It doesn't seem tricky. Like, it could have been done. You can already put it on the furniture, so why not on yourself? I don't know. But it's a cute little addition.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's adorable for sure. So the next thing here is new hairstyles and new reactions. Some of them are going to be ones that we redeem, I think four of them. And then the others will be taught to us by Harriet. Very fitting, of course. Yes. She's still doing hair. And then, of course, some new reactions. I don't know if it'll quite fill up the reactions that we currently have, at least like all of those slots, but it does seem like it will get a lot closer to that. And I think anything that just gives us more ways to express our little characters, make them look closer to us, and just express ourselves as those little characters is always very cute. What did you think here, Nina?
I'm excited to see the rest of them. I think I've already picked out which hairstyle I'm going to change to. I'm also glad that Harriet is teaching us some of them. It sounded kind of like some were locked behind Harriet. So we'll see. It's gonna be good.
Yeah, I got that impression for sure. Sergio, what did you think?
I thought it was nice. I'm with Nina. I like that Harriet is gonna be part of it, so we have to get her involved in order to get everything if we want to. And yeah, it's nice to get more emotions. I guess if I'm being nitpicky, we didn't get a hugging action yet, or maybe not yet. We'll see.
Yeah, who knows? They probably didn't show us everything, but we'll probably not get hugging, to be honest with you. So from here, we had a little app called Island Life 101. This seems like it was targeted at more of the newer player base that they expect to get after this update.
Yes.
It seems like it's an app that just gives you a short little rundown of some of the things that you can do in the game and just keep people up to date with those things. So really nice, I think, just to, you know, for players who are kind of like, what do I do? There's so much. I don't know exactly what to focus on. This is a nice little guide to say, oh, you can do this stuff. And then maybe, you know, the people who try it out can be like, oh, yeah, I'll try that out today and see how I feel.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, it can add to their little dailies, give them some more stuff to do. From here, we had the storage shed and the ABD. Basically, outdoor access to our indoor storage. Huge, huge change. And then the ABD, we no longer have to walk into resident services to get more money. My one hope with this is that they also update it so we can access our money and online.
Yes.
Because right now, we go to somebody else's island. If we don't have enough money for an item, you're going to have to borrow it from that person on the island because it does not let you withdraw from your account.
Right.
So it would be very convenient if they fixed that and changed it. Sergio, what did you think of these two updates?
Oh, I'm with you. These should have been in as part of an update from so long ago, but it's very nice to have them. And again, it's one of those things that is going to change our islands a lot because where are we going to put these, right? We want them in probably like a very ideal location where we can access our storage and the ABD. So I like that. Again, I like that a lot of these updates are going to make people rethink their island or rechange the layout a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And just work things out so they're more convenient for you, for sure. Nina, what did you think?
Less loading screens. I'm so excited. I was so pumped when I saw this. And I've always had like a little tool shed area on my island that takes up so much room so that if my shovel breaks or my net breaks that I can run and grab an extra one and then keep going. I don't need that anymore. Yeah. So it opens up some space. So it's perfect.
Yeah, the pro tip would be like probably carry that around with you. That
there
way
you go.
Can just like put it down, open it up real quick, get the items you need, and then pick it up again.
You know? 5,000 items in your pocket.
Yeah.
Amazing. So good. All right, Sergio, the next one, 12 new KK Slider songs. Yes. What'd you think?
Oh, I think that's amazing. Like I said, I would have never imagined that. I was, you know, they're going to add new ones in the new game. That's been the norm all the time. So this was insane. I wanted something KK related in the update, and we got it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm honestly really glad that this happened because, I don't know, KK Slider has come out with like new music every game, and this one we definitely got a lot of really nice new songs and everything, but like to know there's some extra ones from genres that are like fairly more recent, more contemporary, I would say. Right. Like there's some like chill pop one or something like that, and I'm just like, what is gonna happen in these tracks? Yes. I'm so excited to hear them. Yeah, what did you think, Nina?
Do you want me to list them for you?
Go for it. Give us the list.
Okay, KK Break, Chill Wave, KK Bashment, which I had to look up, KK Chirino, I also had to look up, KK Dub, KK Fuge, KK Hip Hop. There's one that didn't have a name straight on it, but it looked like kind of Tibetan to me. KK mm-hmm. Lovers, KK Polka. There was one that was in Japanese, so I'm assuming it's like KK J-pop or something like that. And then KK Slacky. Which, do you think that's what slacking is named after? The Pokemon?
I don't know.
Anyways.
I don't know.
I'm excited. I know I keep saying that. New music. It just gives us more things to collect, to play the game longer, to have more things to do.
Yes.
It's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not only that, the next thing they talked about was the music boxes are making a return. And
yeah.
I did notice that there was, like, you know, the regular wooden music box, but I do think I spotted out, like, a little shell music box, which is more of the classic style that we got in New Leaf, funny enough. So that's a really cool addition. That means there's going to be another, how many KK Slider songs are in this game now? Like 100 and something? 100 and something more tracks in the music box style. They need to come out with another complete soundtrack collection.
Yes,
Sergio.
You're right.
Ours is already out of date, and I haven't even opened mine yet. I'm sad about that.
Yeah.
From here, oh goodness, Gyroids. Gyroids are back, and they look better than they have ever looked.
They really do.
There are a ton of new designs for these Gyroids, but on top of that, they are customizable, so you can change their colors and make them fit a space a lot more easily. Nobody expected that to happen. Customizing Gyroids, incredible.
And isn't there some type of like Gyroid segments or fragments that you can collect?
Yeah. So they work a little differently, too. So you can get the Gyroid fragments. I imagine that will be what you dig up on, like, dry days where it doesn't rain.
Ooh.
But you can bury those and water them in order to turn them into, like, a full Gyroid. So they're plants. Gyroids were plants all along. Who knew? I know this was one of your hopes and dreams, Nina. What did you think here?
They're perfect. They couldn't be more perfect. I love that if you water them, because they're made of clay, so water kind of like repairs it almost, which is so sweet.
Yeah.
And that if it rains, we get more of them. It said overnight, so it's good that we don't have to like keep watering it for a week. Like, do you remember the radish that we used to have to water every single day?
But that was a pain.
Oh my gosh! And then we can customize them. They're. I mean, I'm speechless. I'm so excited for these Gyroids. They're gonna be the best.
They're so good. What I love about them, too, is, like, even the fragments on the table looked really good. There was one scene where just, like, the Gyroid fragment was on display, and I was like, that just looks as good as what the Gyroids are. So I'm going to have a mix of both of those things.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The next thing here was a Nook's Cranny upgrade. New items are coming to Nook's Cranny. I don't know if the store itself is going to upgrade and have a new look or anything, but we are getting new items. And honestly, that's what I think the store needed more than anything. I've been so bored of going into Nook's Cranny and finding basically all of the same stuff I've always seen, you know? And right. So knowing we're going to get all of these new items to buy, I'll be shopping on everyone's islands to get every item. What did you think, Nina?
Did you move on to the next one?
Yeah, we were talking about Nook's Cranny new items.
This also makes me wonder if Nook's Cranny is going to get an upgrade. Because if we're getting new items, and they specifically said, they said it twice. They said something like new items and then items you've never seen before. I was like, what's the difference, Nintendo? So I don't know. It just seems like because we're getting so many new things, maybe we need more room for it. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? I guess we'll have to find out as we play, see if that's something that's in the code. Mm-hmm. What did you think, Sergio?
I thought it was nice. Again, even if you think about it, even if the item that it's new doesn't fit your room or your island or anything, but there's a lot of us that we just want it in our catalog, so we're going to buy it. So we're going to be going to the store every day, no matter what, for a while. Mm-hmm. And I think that's nice.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really glad there's a reason to shop again. I'm so into it.
And to visit each other's stores again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something we definitely needed. Here's another big one. We kind of talked about it a bit earlier, but we have the ladder setup kit. And I guess we'll throw in vines as well, since they seem to work just like the ladders. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a new DIY recipe we'll be able to buy at Nook's Cranny, and it seems like there are different styles to them. I saw like a wooden ladder and then some like metal bars that acted as a ladder as well. I love it. They're customizable from what we've seen already, and I am pumped to see what people do with these specifically, because now this really opens us up to be able to do things that we never could with our islands. And I'm ready. I'm ready for the dreams to come true.
And you know those like impossible mazes that some people have made? They're going to get even more insane.
Yeah, they're going to have some really cool things going on with those. Yeah. Cool. Did you have anything else to comment with, Nina? I know you mentioned your island's going to be revamped with those.
Definitely. It frees up a lot of space, too, because the inclines are so, you know,
they take up a lot of room.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Awesome. From here, we have the smaller, a little smaller thing. You can squeeze through tight spaces.
Which was from Happy Home Designer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I always love the little like squeaky sound your little tush makes as you walk by these tight spaces. It's adorable. I'm really excited for this one because it gives us a way to decorate that we couldn't before. Yes. I think it really opens up a space in a way that it's like, oh yes, I can place an item a little bit closer here, squeeze by it, but then still have room for this other thing, you know?
Yes.
So I think I'm definitely going to be redesigning my entire house with this. And, you know, we're getting into the Happy Home Paradise stuff really soon. So we're going to see some big upgrades there. Hanging out with residents is returning. We're going to be able to have visitors surprise us in our homes. We're going to be able to go visit them. I know, Nina, I saw you nod your head. Tell the people.
No, it's awful. This is the worst. This, like, just as soon as you hit a groove and you're redesigning your room, there's a little knock on the door, and then you cannot move furniture when they're visiting. So I would, like, hide. If you're not in your main room, if you're, like, downstairs or upstairs or something, they'll be like, hey, are you in here? And they'll be like, I thought I heard you in here. And they'll be like, oh, I guess not. Like, if you hide long enough, they won't come bother you. Yeah. I would do that so many times.
Same. Because I'm like, dude, I really just needed to get something out of my closet. And now I'm out of here. But now we have those closets outside.
It's true.
Not a problem anymore.
True.
So maybe we'll run into it a little less. But still, I do think this is going to give people that like new dialogue and new interactions that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. I think that's the big benefit here with it. Sergio, I know you really agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. Just seeing the villagers that we know we've had for so long, and now we get to hear them in different ways. I think that's very nice.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's just the free stuff. That is literally.
I can't.
We've been talking for an hour about free things that are coming for to New Horizons. Let's get into the paid things. Happy Home Paradise. It's a game within the game. We are getting a full-fledged Happy Home Designer upgrade here. And it's honestly incredible. I am so happy with this. Of course, it's in the name, so I'm going to be it. We're working as a resort developer. Lottie is going to be taking us through that process, along with Nico and Wardle, some of our newest characters here.
Oh, they're so cute.
They're adorable. Yes. I can't believe. I kind of expected new special characters, but I can't believe how cute they are. I'm almost like, Digby?
Let's not talk about Digby.
No, I'm just kidding. Digby will be missed forever, mm-hmm. of course. But, I mean, come on. Nico is such a cutie. Wardle is such a cutie. I love them. It seems like the gameplay is going to be a lot like what we recognize from Happy Home Designer. We take jobs from villagers, we build them, we design their home, give them a new place to live. It's all adorable. You could always remodel their stuff in the old game as well, where you could do a bunch of new things to their homes. But the big new feature I think we need to talk about here is that villagers can be roommates with each other. They can share a space. You get a nice little combined area. I think the clip we got specifically was Spike and Static. I love both of those characters so much, so I was glad they wanted to be roommates, both of my little cranky guys, you know. What did you think of this, Sergio?
Oh, I thought it was very nice. I mean, I could not believe that we're getting Happy Home Paradise. Even if it's paid DLC, I never expected them to do that. If anything, it would have been a separate game, but putting it as DLC for New Horizons, I think it's probably the best approach. I just hadn't allowed myself to believe that it could be, but they made it happen, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and it's so cool that it's like integrated into the game. Yes. We have to go to Dodo Airlines in order to say, hey, I want a job. Let me go work. And so it's really awesome that it's accessible through there. Nina, what did you think?
I loved Happy Home Designer. So I'm so excited we're getting this upgrade. It looks very similar, which I love. And I'm especially excited for the community buildings, like the school and the restaurant and stuff. That was my favorite part of Happy Home Designer. So I'm glad that's back, too. It was perfect. Yes.
Yeah, that was basically the story for Happy Home Designer, mm-hmm. completely building up that town again from scratch. Mm-hmm. So it seems that's going to be maintained. I love it. The big thing here, obviously, we've got some exclusive design tricks that we're going to learn here. This is something that actually is... It's familiar to Happy Home Designer. As you designed things, you would unlock more and more ways to design spaces, and it seems they're doing that same thing here, but taking it to the next level. Not only do we have room dimensions, curtains, lighting, soundscapes like the old game, I do also want to point out there's an icon in there that does point toward curtains being something we can change.
Nice.
And I did notice there were different curtains on different windows in the video footage as well. So curtains, though they didn't go over them, it's happening. I really wanted this, so I'm really glad. But yeah, those are all classic Happy Home Designer things that were in that game, so it makes sense they brought it back. The big new thing here is the partition walls, the counters, the columns, and polishing items. This is wildly different from anything we could have had before. This is really going to change up how we can change a space. I am almost not disappointed that we won't be able to change our room dimensions simply because this is that. Mm. This is us changing our room dimensions in a way that we couldn't before, you know? What did you both think of this? There's so much to it. Nina, take it away.
It's like they've taken all my favorite things from The Sims and put it into Happy Home Paradise.
Yes.
It blew my mind. I think this shocked me the most, other than the food and the crops. was not expecting this at all. It's the perfect inclusion. And they say later that we can bring it back to our island with us. So our homes will never be the same.
For sure.
Can't do it. I'm excited.
I love it. The other thing I did want to point out, the polishing at first, I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then I noticed, I was like, oh, the item's getting like sparkles, or this plant is getting butterflies that fly around it as you polish them. So now I'm just like, oh man, what are all the effects going to be on these things? It's going to be interesting. And my biggest question regarding that is, is that going to affect our Happy Home Showcase score?
Right.
Like the score that we get? Because I heard you get a pretty high score, but I kind of want to see how high I could get it, you know? Sergio, what did you think with all of these exclusive design tricks?
Oh, I think it's awesome. And I like the approach they're taking, because you have to try them out first at the Happy Home Paradise, right? And you get to experiment the way kind of you're supposed to making these designs for your clients. But then, like they said, eventually you're able to bring those back home, not only to your house, but eventually to even to the homes of your villagers. That is crazy. That's a game changer. We already were going to redesign our homes because of being able to squeeze through tight spaces. But now with this, I don't know if there's any house that's going to be looking the way it is right now before the update.
I know. And we'll get a little bit into how we're going to be able to do that on our own islands. But before that, there is an exclusive currency in this game. I think it's called like Pocky or Pokey. I don't know how people are going to settle on pronouncing it.
Right.
But this currency is going to be used to buy items that can only be found on this archipelago. So I am pumped about this because there are so many new plants already that I've seen there.
Ooh.
So I'm just like, yes, give me all of these new items. I need them. It's going to be great. And I think it's going to have us really designing a lot of places, because now I think the big thing that happens here is that it incentivizes us to do the jobs. I think that was the big thing where Happy Home Designer kind of missed the original one. There wasn't a huge incentive toward decorating other places, you know, like once you were done with the main story, it was just like, if you really enjoyed designing, you could keep doing it. But now it's like, if you really enjoy designing, you're also rewarded for it.
Right,
or even if you don't, you're rewarded for it through getting special currency that you can only use there and get new items. So I think that's a gameplay loop that now exists and didn't before.
I love it. It's everything we ever needed, because as Animal Crossing players, we work for getting everything, and we're used to working all year to get everything. So we're usually pretty hard workers, and now we're getting rewarded for it. It's the best.
We're making bank now. So the next thing is online features. These are really cool. I'm really glad they're back, but Happy Home Designer did a good job of letting you share spaces that you designed online to the point that you could actually visit people's designs online. That, I imagine, is going to be the same. We'll probably still be able to look at people's designs and then go and visit them and get to feel like how they are when we're actually in that space.
Right.
That's a huge thing to get, like, inspiration and stuff for anything you're making. And it's a really cool way to basically share what you're making as well. My question here is, Happy Home Designer, the original game, did have an online challenge mode where every month there was a new challenge and they gave us, like, a new giant item to decorate with. This is where, like, the giant Rossetti came from. I don't know if you all have seen that giant inflatable Rossetti in New Leaf, but that came from these challenges. That's one thing I'm wondering. Are there going to be, like, monthly challenges in this feature that give us like a new item to use, or is it just going to be sharing, you know?
I'm wondering if it is just going to be sharing. Like, it did talk about the Happy Home Network app and the planning portfolio. I wonder if it's going to be like you can leave, you know, a thumbs up or a flower or something on other people's designs like we could before. It'll
yeah,
be interesting.
Yeah, it did look like we could. Yeah. And they did say we could follow our favorite designers as well right. to keep up with their stuff. That's a really nice touch
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Sergio, what did you think about the online things?
Yeah, I think it's nice, and it's going to keep us engaged, more creative, because you're going to be looking at different things you're going to be wanting to visit, and that by visiting them, you get inspired, and you might think of something that you want to create on your spaces as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so excited to see what people make here, because it's going to be like above and beyond what we were able to do before.
Yes, mm-hmm,
definitely.
All right. So the next thing, the biggest thing here is that all of the things that we learn at the Happy Home Paradise Archipelago, we're going to be able to bring that back to our own islands and do a lot of these features. I do want to note, they specifically said that some features will not be usable, and they pointed out in fine print, the room dimensions were not going to be available to us. So we won't be able to change our room dimensions, and that's kind of already been confirmed. But all of the things like partitions and curtains and soundscaping and lighting, that is all making an appearance, and that on its own is already so huge. I'm really impressed with all of that stuff coming back. So, Nina, are you going to be redecorating your villagers' homes?
I think some of them could use a little spruce. that. So, yes, I think every once in a while I will. But some of them have really cute homes, so it just depends. Like, I feel like it's going to be further out in the year. I've got so much stuff to do that that's going to come later for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I've got
yeah, and you know, it could take a while to get there too, because yeah. I did say you have right. to, you still have to invite them to make their vacation home, and they said maybe at some point you'll be able to redesign their homes on your island.
Right,
so,
right.
I'm sure we're a ways out from having that accessible.
Yeah, and I'm okay.
Sergio,
with that.
Yeah, Sergio, are you going to redesign your villagers' homes?
You know what? Yeah, I think I'm actually really going to enjoy that. But my approach is going to be okay. I see what you have here. Let me work with this, and I'll make it a little bit better yeah. based on how I know you, mm-hmm. because, you know, we all know our villagers, so it's going to be for the best, for sure.
Yeah, I just want to see things on their walls. They never yeah. put anything yeah. on their yeah. walls that you gift them, and you're like, this would look so cute, come on. Because, I mean, for the most part, like, I do want to redesign my villagers' homes, but I do want it to still fit their characters yeah. and, like, right. what their style right. they're going for, so... There's just like little additions that I think will be nice to make once we have this feature.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I'm working on a video about this next one. I'm going to try to get it out by tomorrow afternoon. There are 48 new amiibo cards coming, and I'm appalled that there's only 48. I think they could have done a whole set of 100, but you know what? It's okay. There are going to be 24 new and returning special characters in this set, and then 24 new and returning villagers. But all of the villagers are actually brand new to New Horizons, so they've like never been in New Horizons, but some of them have been in Animal Crossing in previous games. The big thing here, the reason I kind of, I guess, sighed before getting into this, is that it's going to be very difficult to complete this set, specifically because the card art for the North American cards already confirms that we're going to get 5 villagers in each pack and 1 special character.
Oh, wow.
But it's split in half. There's 24 special characters and 24 yeah. villagers. They should have redone the pack so it's 3 special characters and 3 villagers, because then... you know you're going to be able to complete the set without buying, like, 24 cards, yeah. 24 packs. It's going to be, I'm already stressed out trying to collect them, and it hasn't even started yeah, right now. But also the big thing here was it confirmed that we're getting new villagers. I had the suspicion it was going to happen just based on the announcement of this series, but... Mm. New villagers. Nina, you wrote them down.
Oh, right? I did. Yes.
Let us know.
Just the new ones?
Yeah. Give us the new villagers specifically.
Okay. Sasha, Ioni, Jiancheng, Shino, Marlowe, Petrie, Cephalobot, and Quinn are the brand new villagers that are brand new to any game ever. Congratulations. They're going to be good. I and a lot of them have already won the hearts of the fans.
Yes.
But then we're also getting back some characters who were from either Animal Forest or Animal E+. I'm not positive on all of them. That's Chabwick, which I thought his name was Chadwick. It's not. It's Chabwick.
Yeah.
Zoe, Ace, Rio, Fret, Azalea, Roswell, and Faith. So it's a good lineup.
Yeah, they're great. They look really cute. I already want all of them. I'm also remembering my other fear is that they're going to only be accessible through amiibo cards, kind of like the Sanrio ones, you know?
Yeah.
I guess the one reason I don't think that's going to be the case is because the cards are going, they kind of showed new characters before the paid DLC showed up. Like just in one little clip, I was like, oh wait, those are new characters. Mm-hmm. So I am hoping that they can be hunted for on islands. That way people have access to them without buying the cards. Mm-hmm. But I do really fear that they're only going to be accessible through the cards. It's just my one thing.
Yeah.
Got to get those fake ones on eBay.
I know. Don't tell anybody. Sergio, what did you think of the new villagers and the amiibo cards here?
Oh, I love it. I think that's another one of those like, no, there's no way they can do that. New villagers? No, we're too far into this. And man, they did it. And not only are we getting new villagers, but also their amiibo, which is pretty awesome. I did not catch that about the split of how they're treating the special characters. That's a very Nintendo thing to do nowadays. I'm sorry, Chu. I know it's going to hurt.
It hurts. I'm going to buy so many packs of these things. As long as they're available. I mean, they sell out so fast. So, Nina, what did you think of the new villagers and cards?
They're adorable. I wasn't one to hunt down the new villagers at the beginning of the game. And I've gotten a couple, like, accidentally, which is so fun. I want some of these new ones really badly. There's, like, the spooky one. Shino would be perfect in my graveyard. There's so many of them are so cool looking. And I love that Qian Shang is based off Journey to the West from China. Like, that's so cool. I love that they're bringing in characters, like, with these really interesting backgrounds. I'm ready to say goodbye to some of my village.
Oh, wow.
Goodbye.
Kick them all out. Get all the new ones.
Walk the blank.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Honestly, same. I want them all. I want all the new ones. All right. So from here, that's everything. Finally, we've covered everything. It only took a little less than an hour and a half to talk about all of this. I'm stunned by how much they were able to add, but I'm sure our patrons were also stunned. So let's go ahead and switch over to Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show. And this week's question was a very difficult one to answer, I'm sure. What was your favorite thing from the Animal Crossing New Horizons Direct? I guess we'll go Sergio, then Nina, then me.
Okay, sounds good. The first answer is from Kelly, and they said, My favorite thing was all the new furniture we're getting. It finally feels like a complete game, and I am so excited for all of the new ways we can decorate. Also super excited to see all non-playable characters making a return. Yeah, that's a good point, especially for people that maybe are new to New Horizons and they don't know how the special characters work. It's going to be a treat for them. I mean, in a way, imagine like feeling like they are, I don't know, I kind of like a little bit jealous experiencing this for the first time.
Yeah, and oh, I guess this is a time to tell you I've ordered a second New Horizons Switch.
Nice.
Nice.
Just because I do want to see what this game is going to be like from the beginning. And also, it's been time for a second island for a while, one that's like experimental and everything. I'm pumped.
Oh, great. Ollie says, my favorite thing was finding out that we will be able to remodel our villager homes. Amazing. Made me feel kind of bad for booting my first five villagers out into the void, though. Oopsie. That's so true. Like, my friend Michi has had Bertha since the beginning, and she loves Bertha, but she's got that starter home. So this is going to be perfect.
I love Bertha. Mm-hmm. She's a great one. Yeah, and you can even, like, if you go and look up what their home interiors are really like, you could just recreate them now,
That's
too.
That's true.
Yeah. So Gillian said, everything. Animal Crossing New Horizons is my first Animal Crossing game, so I've not been particularly bored at all. I was completely overwhelmed after just the first 7 or 8 minutes of the presentation. I also loved the way they essentially said at the end, okay, enough now, leave us alone. Honestly, I played it like 3 minutes for Jackie during like lunch or something, and she was just like, there's so much, I don't even need to see anymore, I just want to play it. And I was like, yeah, that was only 3 minutes of this thing.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I felt like I needed a nap afterwards so that my brain could absorb all the information.
I've watched it like 5 times since.
Nice. We have a response by Jill, and they said, it's hard to choose just one, but I did scream gyroids so loud while watching the direct that my dog jumped on the couch and started licking my face. She probably thought I was in distress or something. Once she realized I wasn't, she went to her own spot on the couch and was giving me a disapproving look for the rest of the direct. She just doesn't understand how big of a deal Animal Crossing is.
Aww.
I love that story. And I think gyroids merits that reaction. I'm with you, Jill.
Just teach your dogs how to play Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
There's the solution.
Yeah.
Kyle S. says, my favorite is the new additions to Harv's Island and the farming and cooking and the Happy Home DLC. That's all you need right there. That's everything, Kyle. Perfect.
I mean, even with that alone, it would have been like an incredible thing. I mean, the Happy Home DLC is, of course, huge, but like that's big stuff right there.
Yeah, good stuff.
Emmy said, Tortimer. Just Tortimer.
He's alive.
He's alive. He never died.
That was very nice to see for sure. Yeah. Carly said, I'm so excited for Cap'n and the fact that we can pay for trips with miles instead of bells. It's a smart way to keep players engaged in grinding for Nook Miles with the little tasks. Up until now, I would focus on Nook Mile Plus tasks when I had a villager hunt coming up, but now players will be more likely to focus on them since we can use miles for NMTs and Cap'n trips. Ah, that is a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
If we run out, I mean, we're going to be building up again, and that's exciting.
For sure. I've already said it. 600,000 Nook Miles. Give me something to spend them on.
I think I'm almost to 400,000, but 600,000. And you've spent a whole lot too, Chewy. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I think at some point I was pretty close to 700,000. I still want to be a Nook Mileyionaire, but I don't know if it's going to happen now.
Not anymore.
Nope. Not unless I grind for the rest of now till then.
Emily Rogue Crossing says, by far, it's the Happy Home Paradise. I was in love with Happy Home Designer, so I'm so excited for this, and you can do so much more. Yeah,
yes.
It's like Happy Home Designer mm-hmm. plus everything you've ever wanted in your life.
Yeah. I also plan on doing a video covering this update and asking some questions about some other features that we didn't quite see that were in Happy Home Designer, so... I'm excited for this update just to dig into it and see what we can do, because there's a lot to that game that people didn't get to experience.
Yeah.
And I'm glad this is going to be their way to see it. And it looks so much better.
Yes.
It looks so much better. The next one is from Andy, and they said, I'm so excited for the Harv's Island expansion. When the direct cut to Harv's Island with the clothesline removed and the path opened, my jaw dropped. It's always bothered me that the rest of his island was blocked off. Also, we've been speculating about shop expansions forever, but what a surprise to do it all at Harv's. I'm really looking forward to getting the new vendors, finishing off my painting collection, and learning new hairstyles from Harriet. My big question with this one, I don't think I mentioned it earlier, are the villagers, the visitors that we had before, Sahara, Kix, and Leaf, are they getting an update? I imagine Leaf has to carry the new crops, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So I kind of wonder if we're going to get some fresh items from them as well.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I want to know if we get to feed the birds again. That's what
For
I want
to sure.
know.
Oh,
that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Dave Be Cool said Harv Island. And I agree. I mean, I think overall, honestly, not a lot of us were expecting anything to happen at Harv Island. And if we did, I don't think we would have expected what we got. We're basically getting a ton of special characters, like in different scenarios. It might be sort of random. It might alternate here and there. But we're getting a lot at Harv's Island. I think he noticed that we weren't visiting, so he sprung up some favors or money or something, and he's getting us back for sure, one way or another.
He's got that.
He was lonely out there. He needed us. I barely went when they added the wedding season back. Yeah. I do wonder how they're going to do the wedding season next year. Are Reese and Cyrus just like not going to show up to work for a month? Because I'm not going to like that.
Yeah.
all your islanders that you have living together in Happy Home Paradise will be married instead.
Ooh. For sure.
Let's see. Margot J says, as a first timer to the game with New Horizons, I'm excited to see why everyone is so pumped about gyroids. For me, the little boat taking us to new mystery islands with new plants and the ability to grow and cook food are the really exciting upgrades I can't wait for. So happy. Oh, yes. All of these things, like we've been saying, this update could have been half of this or a quarter of this, and we would have been happy. They just like blew us out of the water. It's so much. It's the best.
Yeah, they gave us too much, and I'm really happy. I'm really happy. So the last answer we got was from Islander Phoebe, and they said, I am obsessed with Wardle. My fiancé has a deep love for manatees, so we were both super excited and surprised to see a manatee character coming to the game. Side note, a couple of years ago, we did a little boat tour that included swimming with manatees. If you live in an area where this is a thing, I highly recommend it. It was one of the coolest things I've ever done. I love it. I love seeing like animals that people love make their way into Animal Crossing. And, you know, it's all about that connection with the animals at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to know keep going.
Oh yeah, no, what were you gonna say?
Wardle the manatee just is so similar to me as what's his name,
I know, oh shoot,
oh my
why
gosh
did it leave me?
Wendell. Yes. Like they could be cousins or something. It's such a coincidence that they're so similar and they're both W names that it kind of makes me sad we're not seeing Wendell, but I do love Wardle.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wendell, he got turned into that little design machine in the dream place. You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, sorry, that's sad. Yeah, because Jackie, Wendell is one of her favorites. She saw a walrus in a little PJ set. She was like, I want that character to be in my island, please.
He's had so many jobs.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry that we couldn't read everybody's answers. We really got like a record number of answers this time around. Ooh. I try to get a lot of people who we haven't seen chime in for a while. So maybe we'll return with some of these next week and just keep them coming, because there were so many great answers from people, and I'm just so happy that people are excited about this game. Once again, we are going to be just playing this game on the daily basis. That's all I really wanted, just to be excited to play and log in every day. So it should be cool. Anyways, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers in the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on this show. If you're listening on YouTube, what was your favorite thing from the Animal Crossing New Horizons Direct? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.